Okay, Chairman Brad Holden, I'll bring the meeting back to orders. Still present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And we are going to do fiscal year 2024 and Human Resources Department's the next step. Take it away.
Want me to kick it?
You kick it off, please, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I'll probably be talking a little bit during this one as well because interim Director Soto and I kind of put the budget together, me in that capacity of interim. The budget for the Human Resources for FY25 is pretty flat, but there are some A pieces that I'll have Rich talk through. And I will preface with the new and reclassified positions are equity adjustments. And you'll go through those adjustments. But overall, we looked at trend of spending, and that's what we plugged in there for a new HR director coming in at some point. And there are some costs that went up, and we'll cover those. So I'd like to just maybe cover, there is no revenues in the human resources budget, so it saves that whole discussion. But we'll kick over to the A budget. Do you want to kick it off, Rich?
Yes, sir. All right, Commissioners. I'll first start off with the benefit and training coordinator resigned this fiscal year. So with discussion with Chief Rass, we came to the conclusion that we can eliminate that position. And with the elimination of the benefits and training coordinator, we're proposing to create a benefits and workman's comp position, tentatively named benefits administrator. And what that position will entail will be covering workman's comp claims and managing them, and also taking an active role in benefits and seeking out better benefits and managing the benefit plan and all the tasks that Nicole used to do as a benefit and training coordinator. So eliminating one part-time job, creating a benefits and workman's comp position. However, we are also eliminating the risk and safety position that Mr. Slack used to occupy. Those responsibilities are going to be shared jointly with Chief Rast and the Civil Department moving forward. That's what we've proposed. So with these changes, and also I've proposed some salary adjustments for some of our tenured employees, such as I'll start off with the HR business partners. The first two have been with us over 8 years. They have over 20 years experience. And so I'm gonna leave names out of it. So those two positions I've asked to be put at the same grade, but a salary increase up to midpoint. And my philosophy behind that was if we had to go out and seek another employee with that type of experience, we would pay mid-range for that type of experience to refill that position. So I feel that they are a little underpaid for their positions and their experience. The third HR business partner also has 10 years with the county and a total of 10 years experience. And the reason her salary increase is a little bit less than the first two is because she doesn't hold any SHRM certificates. So I wanted to make an adjustment and show some equity for the people that have the continuing education and their continuing certificates. My last HR business partner was recently promoted from the front desk, the administrative specialist. So I'm not asking for any increase in that position. In addition, we have filled that position at the front desk as the administrative specialist, and she is at mid-grade and no salary increase is requested. The compensation and benefits manager has been at midpoint in his salary grade for some time now, so no increase is requested for that position. The HR investigator position is at a grade 15. The other lead investigators in the county are at a grade 16. I am requesting that the HR investigator have a grade change adjustment from 15 to 16 mid-grade level. That comes out to be a 13% increase. Other than that, that is the A budget. I'm more than happy to answer any questions. I know I went through it a little quick, but I'm more than willing to answer some questions regarding the salaries of the staff.
So, Mr. Chair, let me kind of recap as well. The investigator, all these equity adjustments have been vetted, obviously in HR, because this is HR's budget. That's been vetted. $31,308, that's what all the equity adjustments are. You'll notice the part-time went to zero. That's the elimination of one part-time position. And the other the salary and benefits administrator position. My head's in a lot of places. That has been repurposed of the risk and safety manager. That's just a repurpose, same grade, got the same grade of salary and everything. So that's just a repurpose. And that'll be its own meeting coming to repurpose that position. So there's nothing in the budget for that. So there's no new positions being requested for the A.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Are the equity adjustments, those who would receive those, also subject to whatever we do countywide for compensation on top of that?
At this point, they would be.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, yes, just like everybody else in the county, if you do the equity adjustment to get them where they should be in their range, they would then qualify for those other adjustments.
Chairman? I just want to make sure I'm not seeing a typo because it's like deja vu. So on the notes here, position one and two, the descriptive detail, the dollar amount, as well as the parentheses is identical. Are both employees like?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up. They both have the identical
okay.
amount of experience and tenure. They're both hired at the same time with the county.
Okay, I just was making sure because I highlighted here under the narrative, two and three are with just the exception of two and three being different, but it literally has everything else is exactly the same. So I just want to make sure it wasn't a typo.
I think they're within a month of being hired, a month or two.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And both of them have that 20 years of vetted experience.
They're literally.
I asked for their resumes and I have all the experience.
Comparables.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are not twins.
Okay. Not twins. Okay. Thank you for that confirmation. Yeah.
Questions on. Okay. Do you want to actually talk about the service contracts on the B side?
Well, you,
or do you want me to?
Okay.
More experience with those numbers. So, commissioners, go into the B side of the budget of human resources. The significant changes is if you look at service contracts, the 533301, you'll notice that's a pretty significant increase. There are There's two that exist in the county, Job Score and ADP. This is HR's portion of ADP. It's all gone up by 4 or 5%. There is a $10,000 dollar amount in there as well for the salary.com subscription to get the market data to establish compensation. So those three salaries or three numbers add up to it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Why was nothing budgeted up until this point in that line item?
I think if you look, Commissioner Brooks, last year, a lot of this sat in software. Let's look. No.
I think it was in miscellaneous professional services. You can see that went down by 95,000.
Yeah.
I think that's, it got just moved to a different line.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And this is a more appropriate place for it to be?
I think so.
Because typically the concept is you buy the software, then renewing costs, the renewal is a service contract.
Okay.
And any other questions on that? Good. And really, there isn't a whole lot of other significant changes within the budget. If you look, it's almost pretty much flatlined. There's a small increase on education and training. Rich and I upped that. And kept the hotel. mileage, everything kind of flat for the new HR director to come in to determine what those training needs are instead of establishing zero.
Chairman?
Yes.
So, Chief, we had a budget presentation earlier today where it was significantly more per person than the what's allocated here, I think. I don't know. Is that sufficient training, you think, to keep them up with all the certifications? And maybe what are the goals? What's the goal for professional certifications for the HR generalists, the business partners?
They have, Commissioner, they have continued education from what I've been learning. And normally, it's been, we can't send the whole department, of course, in a year. So normally, we're picking two.
Okay.
Per fiscal year to go to this training.
Gotcha.
And then some of the training, I've got two of the business partners going this week. And that's a reduced cost. It's a local SHRM conference. And that cost I was able to facilitate in the current budget, and it was only approximately $1,000.
Okay.
Training class for both of them to stay current on the employment law.
Yeah. And this, like other departments, training is really crucial, what they do for the offices and departments to have certifications and a level of competence and expertise is, I think, critical.
Commissioner, maybe we kind of kept up the average of the spend. That's really all we know, because not a lot's been spent. I think the HR department historically have used their education for recertifications, not so much continuing education. So the new director might want to expand that.
Yeah, and this is benign feedback, but what I heard from two previous directors is that there was an enhanced need for training for the business partners. That there was a need for maybe some catch-up in there. So I just wanted to make sure that they had the tools they needed to carry that out in a good way.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, if you guys want to up that, we can, or keep it flat. That's whatever the board wants to do with that.
Well, and I don't have the expertise. I just want to make sure that we allow sufficient dollars for training if it's needed. I know a lot of in-house, and I'm for that, but a new director, like anyone else, will have their own ideas and things they want to implement, too. And, Rich, thank you for the job that you've been doing. We've heard a lot of good feedback about what you've done.
Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioners, Rich, I apologize. I think I'm catching something. We'll have to circle back on the second round on this. So you know how we do a baseline budgeting on the payroll, because there's been some personnel changes within human resources. It appears like we've retained the vacancy for the director, but Rich is in that capacity in the interim. I believe his compensation is at that amount. It looks like we might have that in twice at that amount. So the baseline of the 76 might include a double counting of a director position, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Vacancy amount as well as Richard's amount. But depending on what the county ends up deciding on the director position, I know we're not going to have two directors at the same salary.
I took a look at that, and maybe I just wrote down some rough numbers because I thought it was off too.
Yeah.
But it doesn't appear to be off much more than $10,000 if we hire a director at that mid range of 137, and with my step increase and the other increases, it looks like it's close. I might have miscalculated, but
gotcha.
I was looking at it too.
We're a little bit higher on the paper, but as Rich said, it's not because Rich would go back down to his salary if you hired someone different, but then you have all these others going up, and it's right now, it shows that it would be a wash year over year, essentially, in what's proposed. It might be $10,000 less
right. When
we clean it up. So,
okay.
Yeah. We'll refine that a little bit more when we come back. So.
Okay.
That's really kind of HR in a nutshell.
Could he morph a little with DSD and we could kind of moderate? Wow, that was fast. I didn't expect that.
And Rich, you've been chairman.
Yes.
Been occupying more of a full-time capacity, but it is your intent to go back to a part-time status?
I believe so.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Meek, that's a conversation coming near you.
Okay.
When a new HR director is coming in, I have some thoughts.
Okay.
I'll bring up at that time.
Okay.
So just for clarification, it has been approximately 30 hours per week.
Okay.
Up until the interim position needed to be filled. So I think Chief Rass is looking at ideas of, want to use the right terminology, maybe assisting to keep the proper direction, and I'm not going to call it mentoring, but just being an assistant for a while. I don't know. We'll have to discuss it at later.
Okay. Yep.
Let's figure it out.
Thank you. We'll stay tuned.
The only thing I would concur with Commissioner Van Beek is I think that this training could be a little bit light. You only have two people that have been there a really long time, or the 8 years, and might want some training for cohesiveness and some other issues of HR law, all the other stuff. So I'd encourage that to be maybe 50% again as much. I don't know. I'd want some money in there that they could do some serious training.
So 12?
Just throwing out a number. You don't have to spend it, but if that new director wants to do some intensive training, $8,000 on that many people is not very much money.
So I'd recommend let's just move it up to 12.
Yep, that's fine with me. So 546610 ended up at 12. And we can drop the $4. It'll be all right. All right.
I'm in favor of moving it along, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Let the record show that we're going to accept the first draft as is with those additions and changes, and we'll put it in to come back later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's take a short couple-minute break.